You are listening to Generation Radio. The podcast about Doctor Who. With Callum, Shell, and Mike.
Hello, Craig.
Hi, Craig.
Oh my god, Craig is here.
Hi.
Hello,
Sorry.
Are we saying hi to each other or are we saying hi to Craig?
Both.
No, let's say hi to the listeners. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Regeneration Radio with me, Mike the Bike, the fabulous...
Swedish dude.
Fish.
Swedish. No, I'm not a Swedish fish. And then with me, I have the British person who spills all the tea and drops sandwiches on the ground. Say hi, Callum.
Shell, I think he's talking about you.
Oh, hi, I'm Callum.
Okay, and then we have the pride of North Carolina, the non-vampire from the United States. Say hello, Chell.
Hello, Chell!
Oh, God. For everyone's listening, running a podcast with these two is... It's very intense because you never know what you're going to get out of them. I say hello, Callum, and Shell responds. I say
hello. Callum.
You see how it is. Today we are doing something completely different, and this would have made more sense if we were streaming it, but we are not because we are cool people like that. Streaming is not for us. We are going to do reactions to the teasers and the trailers. Is everyone on board with that?
Yeah. Teasers and trailer reactions.
Yeah, and you're going to get our unfiltered reactions as well. The thing is that we can't actually show you because this is a podcast. So we can't show you what we're seeing. So I'm going to tell the listeners what we're watching. And then when we talk about things in the teaser or the trailers, we just need to, you know, tell us what second we saw this or where in the trailer we are. So they can watch the trailer and be like, okay, this is what they were discussing.
It totally makes sense.
For everyone who hasn't watched the trailers yet, this is going to be spoilers. Trailers are found. We're using YouTube, the Doctor Who YouTube channel, and I'm streaming it for the lovely people in the channel so they can see what I see. And hopefully you can see what we see as well. If you go to YouTube, it's just search for Doctor Who, their main page, and you will see it. Does everyone have the stream up?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do first is we're going to do the season one premiere date teaser. And it starts with a beautiful picture of Ruby.
And yay!
I will tell you when we start. Before we even start, does anyone notice the shade of the TARDIS?
It's blue, mate.
It's a darker shade of teal.
Is it still the 13th Doctor's TARDIS?
I don't think so. Because, like, as Shell says, isn't this just a little bit more teal?
It is more teal.
Do you think that might just be the lighting, though?
We're going to find out.
We're going to see. We're starting the video in 3, 2, 1.
What?
Press play. Oh, Jesus.
Here it comes.
What's up with that shirt?
I like that. That was like disco.
But Mike, that's not the trailer.
No, that was the teaser.
Are we going to watch the actual trailer now?
No, we're going to talk about the teaser first. And yes, Keller, we're going to watch the trailers as well.
I'm disappointed. You teased me.
Okay. Let's start with... So the teaser is only 11 seconds long, people. But yes. there was a lot of things to unpack here.
Yeah,
I have stopped at literally 1 second and look at the background.
It's a spaceship.
You say spaceship. I'm looking at the door behind Ruby and like that looks like the TARDIS door from Journey to the Center of the TARDIS.
Looks like a hole, mate.
Yeah, but the TARDIS has holes.
Has holes in it.
Holes.
She has holes in her.
That doesn't. Because I think that's from the next episode, which, like, that's going to be from the first episode of the new season, which is set on a spaceship.
Okay, so because it looks like the clothes she wore in her debut episode as well.
Yeah.
But, like, you can see there are sparkles and stuff. Like, a lot of things going on here.
Like his disco fit.
Yeah, that's for the Beatles episode, when he goes to meet the Beatles.
When they go to Abbey Road.
Yeah.
Not to confuse with Ruby Road.
Not to be confused with Ruby Road.
Is she making that face? Sorry.
She's doing the best ghost impression she can do.
She's like whistling.
Okay, so I'm just going to point out that we had the Doctor in a skinny suit. A blue skinny suit.
Blue pinstripe suit.
And doesn't Ruby look a little bit like Clara in this shot?
I think she always looks a bit like Clara, though.
Clara?
Yeah, blonde Clara. Okay,
I like that shirt.
Yeah.
Looks like pajama shirt.
I know, he's very comfy.
He's wearing
that leather shirt there. He looks like the Ninth Doctor in that one.
Yeah, so for everyone watching, we have a scroll on to 5 seconds. I don't think that's leather, though.
Isn't it like a black motorbike? I think we see it in the other trailer that it's like a black motorbike kind of shirt.
Yeah, but here it looks more like the Ninth Doctor.
Yeah, that's leather, though.
And Kate is here.
Obviously. Legend.
That's about it.
Again, another fourth wall break.
Yeah, but I'm coming in. I have a theory about that.
Okay.
We're getting that. Going back to 4 seconds, like this pyjama shirt, it reminds me a little bit of Jodie as well.
Yeah, it's got Jodie vibes, yeah.
Yeah, so in this teaser so far, we have a doctor in a skinny blue suit. That's David Tennant's doctor. We have a black sort of leather jacket. That's, of course, Christopher Eccleston. And then we have the pyjama shirt, which is... like, it's the same color scheme as Jodie. Jodie's doctor.
Yeah. No, I can see that.
So this is... yeah. And then I love that Kate Lethbridge-Stewart is here.
So glad they keep bringing her back.
Yeah, she's... I like what they have done with her role.
Well, she's basically the new Lethbridge. Like, she is what the Brigadier was in the Classics series.
Yeah, just an updated version.
Yeah, she's head of unit, yeah.
Looking at this... okay, so for everyone's watching, we have stopped at 6 seconds. 6 seconds exactly. Doesn't it look like UNIT is in combat mode? If you look at the guy to the left...
UNIT not in combat? Every time we go to UNIT, someone will show up to blow everything up.
Yeah, but look at the guy. Like, I don't know, Shell, do you see the guy to the left? Maybe you will agree with me here. Doesn't it look like he's raising his gun?
Yeah, for sure.
He has his arm up in what looks like a defensive stance.
Yeah. But if we see UNIT and they're not under attack, is it really UNIT?
No.
Yeah, that's true. It's true, Cal.
I love that second
good
video.
Good point.
That video with Peter Capaldi, Doctor Who goes back in time. Yeah, when does he not go back in time? Please!
The third Doctor didn't go back in time for like the first season because he was stuck on Earth. I don't know why I did that, Mike, but...
But why do we have a photo of Peter Capaldi's face with Doctor Who goes back in time?
Callum, focus. That's not a YouTube thing we're watching at the moment.
I'm just commenting.
Okay, for everyone listening, sorry. Like, we are a little bit unfocused because this part of the podcast was just something we thought, like, this is something we need to do because we have so many trailers. So we're a little bit hyped because I think, Ishel, is this the first time we were actually watching the trailers?
It is!
Yay!
Yay!
are excited, and we are a little bit like, you know, it's after work for everyone, so we're a little bit like wonky in our brain. And I say brain, I didn't do the plural thing wrong there, because we three equally share one brain.
One brain, and it is probably smooth.
No, it has at least three wrinkles on it.
Mine is one.
Anyway, we're going to move over to the season one trailer. This is the season one trailer, not the season one trailer number two. It's the first season one trailer. It is 2 minutes and 22 seconds long, and it opens with Unit. And we haven't started it yet, so you don't have to worry. We're going to start with, like, just looking at the Unit building. This is the Shard, right?
No.
What building is this, then?
Not a real building, mate.
Is it not a real building? Because it looks like the Stark Tower.
No. I mean, it may look like the Stark Tower, but it isn't a real building in London.
Okay, we're gonna do this. Stark Tower.
Look
at the Stark Tower compare it to Unit.
It is literally this. Yeah, but it's the Stark Tower also isn't a real building.
Oh, we can buy the Stark Tower as a 3D puzzle on Amazon.
Wait, what do you mean it's not a real tower?
Are you telling me Doctor Who isn't real?
No. You're breaking my immersion!
That's not a real... No, the Shard... No, we saw the Doctor ride up the Shard.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the anti-gravity bike.
That's not the Shard.
Never mind. It looks like the Stark Tower, though.
It does look like Avengers Tower.
Yeah, but it has this cool Unit logo. I like it. We are now going to start the video. So for everyone listening to the podcast, be ready with your play button, because we're starting to play in 3, 2, 1, play.
Obviously, it has to crash.
Nice landing. No, it is a ladder jacket.
Yeah, I told you.
That's from her first episode.
That's from the... Yeah.
This is also from the first episode.
Hey, David Tennant. Again.
There's the lady again.
Yeah, I know.
Dinosaurs!
My effect!
What has butterflies ever done to you?
That's a good line.
Okay, scream out and... Ooh. Was that Mel?
Yeah, Mel's coming back again. Mel actually wasn't announced to come back in the 60th anniversary. She was announced to come back in this. Her showing up in the 60th was a surprise.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you not like Mel?
Go back and listen to the episode where we discuss companions, Callum. You should remember you were there when we recorded it. Okay, we have stopped the trailer. There is a lot to unpack here.
Yes.
Just gonna start with the crash landing, or like the controlled landing. This is usually not how we see the TARDIS land. So I like the fact that it's just, you know, sliding in.
I think he's just doing it to be dramatic.
Yeah, and then he comes out looking like Christopher Eccleston. And just going, give me the loving! It's like, this is a callback to the Ninth Doctor.
Yes.
It has to be.
I mean, you'd assume so.
Notice that the TARDIS door is still open inwards, though. And it literally says pull to open.
Yeah, that's never going to change.
Before we start dissecting this trailer, Shell, since you have never seen it before, because I've seen this one, I haven't seen the second one in detail. I just watched it when you sent it to me, Callum. What did you think about the trailer, Shell?
I think it gives me something to absolutely look forward to.
Yay!
A very diplomatic answer.
Yes.
So, okay, start dissecting. We're at 7 seconds at the moment. And we get this Christopher Eccleston callback. You know, it's the... You were right, by the way, Callum. It is a leather jacket.
Yeah, I mean, I have seen this trailer, like, more times than I'd care to admit.
Yeah, I think Callum is a little bit obsessed with Doctor Who.
No, yes, maybe.
He has a relationship. Can we just notice that Ruby is wearing a different outfit here? So this is absolutely one of the later episodes.
Yeah.
I want to know why he does this dramatic effect kind of thing. However, I'm just going to jump ahead to 13 seconds. My first initial thought was this is the Cliffs of Dover, but it's not.
What makes you think it isn't?
Because they're not white.
Could it be where Jodie Whittaker... No, I was going to say where Jodie Whittaker regenerated, but it's not, is it? No.
No, this looks more like Isle of Wight, Isle of Man?
Man.
One of those two.
Man.
Because it's not the Needles, though, so it's not Isle of Wight. And I just realized that the North Carolinian here probably not have no idea what I'm talking about.
What do you mean?
It's
Ignan!
England!
That's Ignan!
No, but like this is foreshadowing, because here it doesn't look overgrown, but in the end of the trailer we saw that this was overgrown, and now I want to kind of know why it's overgrown. We're going to come to that as well. But this is a beautiful shot. Then we get some things from the first episode. We see the TARDIS landing in the Sunday household again. This is also from the first episode. Like, when we get some new things, are it 36 seconds?
That's an interesting shot, because that's the 10th Doctor, not the 14th Doctor. That's the 10th Doctor.
Yes.
That's taken from... I think that was taken from the girl in the fireplace.
They're certainly dressed for the girl in the fireplace episode.
Yeah, and the ship looks a little bit like the SS Marie Antoinette as well.
And he looks like he belongs at a party.
Yeah, that's what Shell said.
Oh, sorry, Shell.
He looks like he belongs in that episode.
He does look like he belongs in that episode, yeah.
So, this is from the Bridgerton episode. We can conclude that. I want to know why they have the 10th Doctor on a picture.
Because he's cute?
He's also all the faces in the background.
Oh, I thought those were just eggs.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Come on, guys.
And you have this kind of net lighting over the Doctor, so it's like they're scanning him.
Very Matrixy.
Yeah, this looks interesting. Okay, we're gonna jump a little bit forward. This is from the first episode, Time Vortex, and then we have the dinosaurs. We have the volcano in the background. I don't think the... Oh, so for everyone watching, we're at 52. So Ruby is still in the same clothes that we see her leave.
Yeah, maybe they're going on, maybe like this, he's taking her on a little tour of time.
Yeah, because he is still
first adventure.
Yeah, like just showing her, you know, the limits of the TARDIS or something. Because he's still in his outfit from their first episode as well.
Yeah.
So this is probably not going to be a major plot things, but something happened here that I think this is a callback to both Martha talks about it and yeah. Bill talks about it as well. Like, you know, yeah. Changing the future by stepping on a butterfly or doing something in the past. And what, like, they talk about, like, it doesn't have an effect, but, like, you know, Tennant goes like, oh, what has butterflies ever done to you? Like, think, why does Ruby change into this butterfly creature?
Well, she's asking him, what's wrong?
Yeah.
That's what happened. She stepped on that butterfly, and that was the repercussions of her action.
Yeah, it's an interesting bit. I wonder if this is going to be like a Mavity thing, where now it's forever. Like, imagine this is the season finale. This
is right.
The last episode we see of the season.
That would
be
funny.
It's an interesting point, though, because Ruby's not in the next season after this.
No,
apparently, yeah.
They changed her, right?
That's what everyone's saying. Apparently she's not in it. Like, I don't know if that's just, like, false rumor. Just, like, maybe she just wasn't spotted filming.
I've heard rumors, but I haven't seen any clarification about it.
No, and it doesn't really make a lot of... I mean, unless something happens to her at the end of the season.
That's my theory, though. We're coming to that. But I keep, you know, talking to... We're coming to that. I promise there will be a theory about it at the end of this episode. I promise. This is not... Can you call it clickbait when it's not? but I think they're just going to be like, oh shit, she steps on a butterfly. I think maybe they do like a redo here or something. I don't know. I just want to know why is she a butterfly there, but not in the next episode. Then we're going to jump over to 1 minute exactly. This space station.
Yes. It's a space station.
Yes, I've been looking at this space station a couple of times now, and in the background we see a planet with multiple rings and stuff like that. But doesn't this look like, you know, old Cyberman technology?
I mean, it doesn't. It could also just be a space station.
It could be a space. Yeah, it is a space station.
Like nothing special. Just an ordinary old space station.
That is a plot device.
Yeah. So, what have we found out here? This is a space station, and it's a plot device.
Yes.
No, but
it sounds about right.
It's something about the generators on the side here that makes me think a little bit like Cyberman.
Like,
I don't know why. Yeah.
We'll find out.
And then we have this woman who changes into a lizard thing, and Ruby saying, oh, my Bridgerton, and that's a callback to the show Bridgerton.
Yes.
And this is going to be...
Yes.
And this is going to be important for my theory. Remember that she mentions Bridgerton. Remember. No, that's Lion King, sorry.
You know, real quick, sidebar real quick, Bridgerton comes out only a couple days later after...
Crossover!
So...
Yeah, maybe this is a crossover, because if you look at this picture here, we're at 104 now. This is not France, we can say that much, because it's not, like, how they're dressed, this is old England. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
The Bridgerton era.
Yeah, this is Bridgerton era. And we see them dancing. The doctor looks absolutely amazing in that. Is that velvet?
It looks velvet. Or yeah. Velure.
Velvet.
And then we have some people screaming.
Oh. And
yeah, the music lady, yeah.
She's scary.
Yeah. Like, it's just a thing. But there will be... I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. Remember that music lady? Because when they ask, like, if she's going to be safe...
We see her tangled up in music symbols.
Yeah, but I can't remember where... Like, I can't find it in this...
It's for a split second. You might have a problem trying to scroll through and find it.
Yeah. But, like... Then we can probably conclude that those two will be connected by somehow. And then we get this kind of montage. And this is why it reminds me so much about Clara. Like, we get a montage of Ruby, like, different pictures of Ruby everywhere. Like, it's different Rubies.
But... You don't think those are just taken from different episodes?
Yeah, that's what a montage would be.
Yeah. Like,
they're not the same Ruby, just in different outfits.
Yeah, but it's like, why would they focus? Why would they have those pictures of Ruby? I was about to say Clara there, sorry. Of Ruby, like, in different episodes. Like, I just need everyone to remember this when I go through my theory. I'm sorry.
But... Do you want to go through your theory now, Mike?
No, because we need to connect it to the second trailer. Because the second trailer has a thing that connects to my theory. But if we look at, like, the trailer as a whole, now we're skipping almost to the end here. We're at 1:58. Now we have the TARDIS. This is must be the same place where we saw it in the beginning.
Yeah. Just a different angle.
Yeah, it's
and an older TARDIS. So something happens.
It's not the same blue.
It is not the same
blue. You don't think that the paint's just worn off a bit?
It's like died from the sun.
Just thought maybe that the paint's kind of just wearing away.
And it's covered in pollen and bird.
Like, in the name of the Doctor, the massive dying TARDIS is not the same as that TARDIS. Like, it's not the same colour as his normal TARDIS. It's the paint's died a bit.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I just want to know, like, to get this kind of overgrown thing... We have seen this before, where the TARDIS get, like, overgrown or overpainted or stuff like that, and that usually signifies in different episodes that the TARDIS has been out of order for a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
So I want to know, how long has this been? And during this episode as well, we see, like, London in ruins, we see this destroyed double-decker, which hurts my feelings. Because, like, I don't want to see London destroyed. I love London. But I wonder if this has some, like, connection to it, the overgrown TARDIS, and the fact, you know, the Doctor says this is what we're trying to prevent. Is this connected to the thing they're trying to prevent? And I want to know, what are they trying to prevent? And then, of course, we have Mel back. And
yay!
Yeah, so I'm just gonna let my silence speak for itself. And then we have the fourth wall break again. Need to be very clear here. The fourth wall break will come into my theory.
Okay.
But you have this, you know, cheeky little wink from the Doctor. Are we ready for the second trailer?
Okay, yes. But like, if you were talking to someone and they looked kind of off to the side and winked, would that be weird to you?
Yes.
Would that be weird to you, Cal?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit, yeah.
It's a little bit like, you know, The Office.
yeah. But like, it would just be kind of like, I was, like, thinking about that. I was like, oh, man, that would be so weird. You're, like, conversating with someone, and they're, like, making eye contact somewhere else. And it's like, what's over there? Who's watching us?
It's like, you know, when the cat starts looking at blank space, just out in the void.
Yes.
And they start making a sound like, what are they seeing? What is the cat looking at? Ah, we're going to go over to the Season 1 Trailer 2. And this one is 204, and it's the... While we're recording this, it's the first video that pops up on Doctor Who if you press videos. We're going to pause. We're going to get the like entrance picture before we start playing. Here we can see the TARDIS from another angle, and I kind of like this angle.
I like his deep phoenix shirt.
It's the pyjama shirt.
Yeah, it looks very comfy.
I don't like the pants, though. Okay.
His high-waisted pants?
Yeah, fashion police aside, let's start the trailer.
I like that picture so much.
For everyone that has the trailer up now, we're starting in 3, 2, 1. Press play. No.
Mortal Kombat song.
A lot of this is the same shots from the first one. He's new, though. Bridgerton again.
Fire. Budget.
Space baby from Ward Mantell. Two new monsters.
That looked like the space station that crashed.
Yeah. Oh,
something bad happens.
Oh my god.
I think she's one of the tricksters brigades, like one of the toy masters, toy makers.
So there's so many beautiful shots here, though.
These are beautiful shots. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful!
So, like, my instant reaction to this one is that, okay, we have new monsters. Yeah. We see the crocodile one, we see a big... teethy thing. And as you mentioned, Callum, this could be the Trixie or one of the Toy Mecha's minions.
Yes.
However, she looks like something from Hocus Pocus.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, she does a little bit, yeah.
like the whole hair and stuff like that. And that's a piano, by the way.
I see where her hands are is where you put the sheet music.
Yeah, so this is a piano. And
did she come out of the piano?
It looks like she came out of the piano, right?
That's
it does, yeah.
To come out of.
And if we look at the background, this is... I'm going to circle something in the right here. Oh, for everyone watching, we're at like 1 second. 1 minute and 1 second, kind of. This seems like it's London again, right? But I can't place these.
A wall.
It's a wall, yes. But like, if we start looking, there was another thing I kind of... New clothes, by the way, on the Doctor. That's pretty cool. I'm just trying to find the thing I reacted to.
Oh, that looked like the wall. That you were talking about.
There it is. Here it is. At 1:23. Do you see the Bridgerton guy with a space gun?
Yes.
So, I have a theory that he's a time agent.
Yeah, so there's a rumor going around that he's Captain Jack Harkness recast.
No, they can't recast Captain Jack.
It's because of all the controversy with him whipping his Barrowman out on set and putting it on people's shoulders.
Wait, what?
No, yeah. Lottie, that's for another episode.
Tell me after.
Yeah, we'll tell you after. So, yeah, they're saying potentially then he's been recast.
I would love if this was not Captain Jack, but another time agent, because we know time agents exist.
Yeah, we know that there's a time agency, yeah.
Yeah, and like, the gun we have there looks like Captain Jack's gun. But just with a different light.
Yeah.
So, I really hope this is... I'm sorry, there is so much to unpack. We won't be able to unpack everything in this trailer in this episode.
No.
we need to make episode 8 part 2 kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and then just after we see this, it looks like a Roomba. But it's probably a mine.
And I think it's supposed to be, I'd imagine it's supposed to be a very, very visible, obvious landmine.
Yeah. But it's like, I want to know what episode that's from. And then we see the Doctor dancing, and that's like, there is so many things to unpack here. We also see the Doctor in a fisherman's outfit, which, if I can find the correct spot to pause. Did you see it? It's just a split second.
Oh, with the yellow coat.
Yeah. He looks like a fisherman.
The ad for like a cough drop commercial.
I kind of thought that was a fish and then I realized it was a planet. There, yeah.
There is also a thing here, somewhere here. Is that the butterfly?
He brought it back. That's how he saves her.
So question is, does he use regeneration energy from that? Because we know that this is probably directly after he regenerated. So...
Well, it's been a while since he regenerated now. Because don't forget, between the last time, it was the Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah, right. Goddamn.
But he still has regeneration energy. Like, we saw it with... when he used it to heal River's arm after she broke it, getting out the Weeping Angel, he used regeneration energy to... And then she slapped him for it. So he's probably done the same thing here. Or just kissed the butterfly back to life. He does look like the kind of doctor that would kiss a butterfly.
Probably, yeah. But that would explain why Ruby doesn't look like, a butterfly in the rest of the series.
Because he saves her.
But then this trailer has a lot of things from the first episode as well. We just get a small drop scene here and there. And I kind of want to do going frame by frame and talk about this could mean that and stuff like that. But we can't have that in this episode because then we're going to sit here until like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you people actually have lives.
Tomorrow's Saturday. I don't have a life.
Well, no, tomorrow's Monday.
Tomorrow's Monday.
Wait.
Time travel! It's time travel!
I have no idea what day it is.
This is what happens when we try to record a podcast while everyone is like tired from, work and stuff. We forgot what day it is. So tomorrow is Monday, because today is Sunday, because it's podcast day. Should I tell you about my theory now?
Go on.
I think we're watching...
Next week on Doctor Who Podcast, we will discuss... Can I go on? Sorry, Mike.
I think we're watching a TV series. TV series within a TV series. About the life of Ruby Sunday. Because there was a teaser dropped somewhere. I don't know where I saw it. I think it was on TikTok, where they talked about the legend of Ruby Sunday. So I think, like, my theory, and this is why the nod to Bridgerton and all the fourth wall breaks are so important, is that we are watching a kind of the Office version of Doctor Who within the Doctor Who universe. So it's still the Doctor. This is still the Doctor, but it's the Doctor playing the Doctor in a TV series called The Legend of Ruby Sunday, or the Story of Ruby Sunday, or whatever. Something about Ruby Sunday. And the fourth wall breaks, like the TARDIS woman, like, have you never seen the TARDIS before, is part of that TV series. And the reason why we have mentions to Bridgerton and other things is due to the fact that this is a TV series.
See, I actually had a bit of a different theory.
Go ahead. But that's my theory.
I don't think Ruby Sunday exists.
Ooh. Go on.
And it kind of is what you said about the legend of Ruby Sunday, that she is just a legend, like some kind of myth. Like, remember, she's got no parents. Maybe she's one of the space babies.
She's a space baby!
She's one of the space...
Woman, hell.
She was left on the church, wasn't she? She was left in front of the church.
Yeah, but, you know, with all the crazy things in Doctor Who, maybe she could have, like...
You've gone past
been like, maybe a chosen space baby. You know, like in... Hunchback of Notre Dame when they dropped Quasimodo off. Like, you know, that kind of thing happened and she was like the saved baby.
I think one thing is for certain is that she is not a normal
totally
person.
Human.
Something like that, yeah. Because like, you know, not having any parents, not knowing where she came from. Let's face it, the hooded figure is probably her.
No, but you know, like we get to see the hooded figure, but I'm trying to figure out, was it in this trailer or the first trailer we watched?
Rose is back. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Donna's daughter, Shell.
Oh. Bridgerton got
Donna got busy.
Nice. Proud of her.
What? Nice.
But I'm pretty sure we get to see the hooded figure. I am totally sure I saw the hooded figure, but I don't know.
Babies!
Yeah, we're, for everyone listening, we were watching the thing again.
Can we call them Spabies?
Spabies!
Oh my god, no.
We'll watch it together.
We forgot to say hi to Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie. You know, Ronnie's listening. Ronnie's always listening.
Who's Ronnie?
Don't know who that is.
You know who Ron is?
I don't know.
One.
Who that? A new podcast, who that?
Are we getting a second flux? Is that why like all the planets are like disintegrating? Like, are we going to be getting flux 2.0?
Is it the flux or is it like the doctor just trying to tell her that, oh, we're traveling the space and time to avoid people dying?
Flux the sequel, mate. One flux wasn't enough. We need two fluxes.
Yeah, we need to be flexible.
You're shadowy figuring in this trailer, Mike. Where? I ain't seeing no shadow.
Screw this. Okay, we're gonna go back to trailer one.
Oh my god!
So for everyone listening now, I am sure we got to see the hooded figure.
So are we literally rewatching the trailers? Just to find a hooded figure that it won't help us identify who it is.
It will, though.
How?
But it's a hooded figure, Mike. They're not going to spoil the identity of the hooded... We saw the hooded figure in the last episode.
Yeah, but if I find the hooded figure, I will tell you why this is imprinted in my brain, but I can't remember where we saw it. By the way, why didn't we speak about him looking like he's from Dune in that shot?
Which shot?
The trailer one. There.
Oh, yeah.
Or Star Wars. But it's like, you know, you have the tent. They're probably in a desert somewhere. Probably Tatooine.
So they're gonna step on the butterfly. Oh no, she lizard now. Oh, game over, right? Season finale. See you guys next time. Spaceship, spiky hedgehogs,
scary piano lady.
Later.
Something that looks like a young Donna Noble. There we go.
Do you think that's the hooded figure that we saw, or do you think that's someone else?
No, I know that's the hooded figure we saw. Because it's the same lightning tree in the background outside of the church.
So the only thing we know now is that the hooded figure is white.
And it has a finger.
Or and his fingers point. Yes. Oh my god!
Guys, I think we know
the camera! He's pointing at us!
I think we all know who this is.
It's Mike.
It's Adric.
No.
Now we'll never know if I was right!
If we look at the facial structure of the person, and we run it through a program, we can probably deduce that this is Ruby Sunday.
It's Anakin.
It's Anakin!
It's a small human version.
Imagine if this is just a red herring, and it's literally just like...
No one.
Like, Ruby tried on, like, different outfits.
Would Doctor Who ever do that to us?
Yes.
Just put in a red hair? Oh yeah, right. Never mind. Forgot who we're talking about.
I don't know. That hand doesn't look like Ruby hand.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't spent a lot of time looking at Ruby's hands. So
I mean, me either, but she just small.
Yeah, if you look at the nails doesn't look like a Ruby.
I barely see her nails.
Yeah,
it looks like a woman. It does look like a woman.
Yeah, but you have a nail there, and you have a nail there, and you have a nail there, and they're not painted.
Yes, there are nails at the end of fingers, Mike. Well done.
But they're not painted.
So Callum's theory is that Ruby doesn't exist. My theory is we're watching a TV series within the TV series.
That's spooky.
It's TVception.
TVception.
So I think we need to do another recording where we talk a little bit more about this, because I have found so many things I want to talk to you about, but I kind of need to give you what I want to talk about before.
The hooded figure. She's the lady who takes Ruby and drops her off at the church.
Yes.
Space baby.
Yes. Yeah,
but we need to know who it is. Okay, so...
She kidnapped her from the space baby orphanage.
Space baby.
I don't know, I'm like super obsessed with these space babies.
And the reason why we keep mentioning Ord Mantell is because we play a video game together where he says, I found these babies at Ord Mantell, so... Probably these babies are from Ord Mantell. we're going to do a second recording sometime next week for our Patreon, where I will give you some pointers from the trailers we've just watched that I want to discuss with you guys. So people, check out our Patreon. We are running out of time for this episode. We should probably talk about next episode. Because I need to, like, you know, sit down and contemplate what I just watched. There was so much information that my brain is trying to progress.
Process. It's trying to wrinkle.
Yes, trying to wrinkle. So, what are we talking about next week?
Ooh! I know!
Shell, what are we talking about next week?
We're gonna do the Monster Mash! And we're gonna talk about all of our favorite monsters and the ones that maybe we didn't like so much.
Yeah, me and Callum will have a 30-minute presentation about the Absorbolov.
I actually don't really care about the Absorbolov. That is not the worst monster.
But I care about the Absorbolov.
The good, the bad, and the ugly monsters of Doctor Who.
If you want to know what I feel about the Absorbolov, tune in next week, next Sunday, Regeneration Radio. You can find us where podcasts are broadcasted is the word I'm looking for. This is Shell saying bye.
Bye.
This is Callum saying bye.
Bye.
And this is Mike saying bye. Stay cool and don't forget where you parked your TARDIS. Decap, peoples.